USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
At least 6 people are dead, including 1 police officer, after a shooting at a supermarket in Boulder, Colorado. Officials say they received a 911 call shortly after 3 p.m. local time about a shooting at a King Supers in the southern part of the city. Police arrived shortly after receiving the call. Commander Kerry Yamaguchi of the Boulder Police Department says one suspect is in custody.
I can share with the public today, or this evening, that there is no ongoing public threat, that we do have a person of interest in custody. That person was injured during the incident and is being treated for the injuries.
The White House confirming that President Biden has been briefed on the incident, while the FBI and ATF have joined the investigation. And the Senate has confirmed Boston Mayor Marty Walsh to become the next Secretary of Labor by a 68-29 vote. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of 6 things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge. Instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizedhealth.com.
President Joe Biden has sent a number of senior officials to the southern border as the humanitarian crisis at the border continues to worsen. Senator Ted Cruz says the blame for the crisis rests with the Biden administration's policy decisions. He tells reporters that Biden scrapped an important piece of the Trump administration's foreign policy.
The instant Joe Biden got into office, he halted construction on the wall. He reinstated catch and release, the failed policy where illegal immigrants are detained and then they're released and asked to come to a court date in the future. And unfortunately, we know a very large number of them never show up at the court date. And most inexplicably, he ended the Remain in Mexico policy, you know, a great foreign policy victory, an immigration victory that the Trump administration had achieved, was negotiating with the nation of Mexico so that Central American immigrants who had crossed illegally through Mexico and were seeking asylum here would remain in Mexico while their cases were processed. The Biden administration threw away that international agreement.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
AstraZeneca announced Monday that it will apply for an emergency use authorization for its COVID vaccination next month. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
AstraZeneca said its COVID-19 vaccine was safe and 79% effective in U.S. clinical trials and that it would prepare to request emergency use authorization. Dr. Ajish Jha, Dean of Brown University's School of Public Health, tells NBC's Today Show this is truly a game changer.
By the time this is authorized, I don't think we're going to be looking for a lot more vaccines here. We'll have plenty, but it may add to our stockpiles. I think the bigger issue is global. This vaccine, there are hundreds of millions of doses of this being made around the world, and we really need to vaccinate the world. Remember, this is a global pandemic, and it will come to an end when the world is vaccinated. This is our best ticket towards vaccinating the world.
If the AstraZeneca vaccine gains approval, it would join Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson as the fourth drug cleared for use in the United States.
And basketball legend Elgin Baylor has passed away. Baylor spent 14 seasons with the Los Angeles Lakers, averaging a double-double for his career, earning 11 All-Star selections and making 8 trips to the NBA Finals, though he never won a title. After retiring in 1971, Baylor went on to coaching, leading the New Orleans Jazz from 1974 to 1979. Baylor was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 1997. He then transitioned into the front office, spending 22 seasons with the Los Angeles Clippers as the team's vice president of basketball operations. Baylor was 86. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.